time is 5 o'clock.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Unleash your enthusiasm for something special.
You're a community connection. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
We were watching Just Breathe.
Good afternoon, friends. Ron Robinson with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you for the next half hour. And then it's Eat Your Arts and Vegetables. This half hour, what's on at Winnipeg Public Library? I got a little Ukrainian dance extravaganza to tell you about. Free Press book pages, a couple of interesting things from last Saturday. And in our march around the supper table, all in our first half hour. And the weather, you say. The weather. Nippy. In a word. Do you need me to tell you? All right, I'll see if I can look it up and get you a current weather in the next few minutes. Looking at the NIDA, which I just picked up. It's out today. That's Thursday. And you can read it online for the most part as well. Big story. Emergency on the front lines. Exactly. Pills galore here. Waiting room. Manitoba's ER crisis and the fight for faster care. Other stories in the NIDA. Sub-zero sobriety and witches of Eastern Europe. And I also caught my eye on the page with the city briefs and the arts briefs, a poetic competition coming up I hadn't heard of elsewhere. Registration now open for Contemporary Verses 2, their annual two-day poem contest. This challenge tests your poetic ability by providing you with a list of 10 words, giving you 48 hours to write your own original poem that includes those 10 words. Moon, June, croon, buffoon, you're off to a good start. The contest begins on April 17th. Prizes include cash, I'll repeat that, cash and publication. Your name in print in CV2's magazine. Sign up for $20. Step right up, folks. $20 at one word. Contemporary Verse 2, in the numeral 2 there. Contemporaryverse2.ca. Now also, we talk about the Winnipeg Public Library. Allow me to put my very own thumbprint on this. I see at the Winnipeg Public Library by looking up their website, WPL. Get the app, always makes it better, for their programs and what's on. Minecraft poster creation. Build a Minecraft biome featuring official Minecraft paper patterns. Use materials, create a form, forest, mine, flying citadel, or whatever you can imagine. So the age of 6 to 12, 60 minutes then, when Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m. in the program room, the second floor, the St. James Assiniboia Library, Minecraft poster creation. Oh, this is full, that's full, but how about this? The Winter Community Concert with the Brandon University New Music Ensemble. Could be. Join us for a free, you don't need me to, you're a Winnipegger. Join us for a free concert as part of the Winnipeg New Music Festival, featuring talented Brandon University musicians, directed by Megumi Masaki. The theme for the concert is migration, displacement. When? Saturday, this Saturday, January 24th, 2 to 3 in the Carol Shields Auditorium. Good space there, Millennium Library. Open event. Just drop in. At 3 minutes after 5, I promised, it's from the Winnipeg Free Press of January 14th, Community Review West, and that's South Winnipeg-based Ukrainian Dance School, commemorating 55 years in operation. Everyone is invited to help it celebrate. Well, all right, you have to get up early for it, apparently. Organizers at Sopilka Ukrainian Dance School, anniversary gala, Saturday, February 7th. In the Grand Ballroom at Canada Inns Boulevard, that's 1405 St. Matthews Avenue. Gala will feature performances by the school's dance ensemble, special guests including the Huzli Ukrainian Male Chorus, Troyan the Ukrainian Dance Ensemble. There will be a dinner, live music by Sluhai, an archives display area and an alumni wall. 55 years then, well done, the Sopilka Ukrainian Dance School. School, the Sopelka Ukrainian Dance School, founded in 1971 under the direction of Vicky Adams, part of the Ukrainian Language Program at Holy Family Ukrainian Catholic Parish, originally called the South Winnipeg School of Dance. Sopelka's current artistic director, Christina Frikas. So visit, one word, Sopelka Dance, S-O-P-I-L-K-A, sopilkadance.com for more information to buy tickets. The last time I looked, there were a limited number of tickets left, and a percentage of the gala proceeds will be donated to the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress. That date again, February the 7th. From the Kubasonics, from their CD, Giants of the Prairie. That's it. Say, the Winnipeg Free Press from January 21st, meeting yesterday from the Community Review West. Local author's new novel deals with life, death, superstition, and more. That's, the title is Villain Hitting for Vicious Little Nobodies. Lindsay Wong, who teaches creative writing here on campus. The book to be launched Tuesday, January 27th at McNally Robinson Booksellers at Grant Park. We're hoping to chat with her tomorrow, and I'm thinking having that interview to play next Thursday here on Pages, then we'll repeat it on Saturday morning, and I have a reader's copy to give away. So the launch for Villain Hitting for Vicious Little Nobodies, and our first question will be, explain that title, and what is a corpse bride will be our second. That's Lindsay Wong, Tuesday, January 27th at McNally Robinson Booksellers at Grant Park Shopping Center at 7. Free Press Book Pages from last Saturday. You know those postcards where the color is weird? It's been washed out, or maybe it was that originally, or it's if you run something through the printer too many times. Is to promote a new book by Lise Doucette, longtime reporter for CBC and elsewhere, The Finest Hotel in Kabul. Now, she's written a number of books, but her latest, she set out to point a spotlight on the history of Afghanistan through extraordinary people who might normally be overlooked in the tomes of history, using the backdrop of Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel. So 1971 to 2021, 50-year expansive time that bears witness to crowns, coups, communists, the Taliban, Western puppets, and the return of the Taliban. So I'm looking. Yes. And also, one other mention. We'll get this in from the book pages on Saturday. Indie booksellers chosen to jury the 2026 Giller Prize. There's a switcheroo. The jury will look a little different. It will be devoid of authors. So the organizers, jurors for the $100,000 prize, seven-person jury will be made up of independent booksellers from provinces and territories across the country, including Manitoba. So McNally Robinson Bookseller co-owner Chris Hall, among the seven jurors representing bookstores in Toronto, Atlantic Canada, Northwest Series in BC. Long list to be revealed in September, short list announced in October. 10 minutes after five now. And I'm looking at a book I got from the charity show, the MCC on Sargent. When Books Went to War, The Stories That Helped Us Win World War II. America entered World War II in 1941. Better late than never. We faced an enemy that had banned and burned 100 million books outraged librarians launched a campaign to send free books to American troops and gather 20 million hardcover donations. Well, I'm reading just from the introduction here. Were you ever so upset emotionally that you had to tell someone about it, to sit down and write it out? A Marine asked a letter to the author Betty Smith. Betty Smith, did she not write, "Yes, a tree grows in Brooklyn"? That's how I feel now, he confided. You see, I am 20 years old, but I feel twice that age. I went to hell in 2 years of combat overseas. I just want you to understand that despite my youth, I've seen a little bit of suffering. At the time this Marine wrote this letter, malaria ravaged his body and was hospitalized and confined to bed rest. So it goes on to say he'd gotten pretty tough, pretty hardened by what he had seen until he read the book, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. I can't explain the emotional reaction that took place. I only know that it happened, that this heart of mine turned over and became alive again. I don't think I would have been able to sleep this night, he wrote in closing, unless I bared my heart to the person who caused it to live again. When books went to war, the stories that helped us win World War II, and yes, that is in the Winnipeg Public Library. What can I say about it? Except to say it is in the Winnipeg Public Library. Hoopla, ebook, is an audiobook, an ebook, and there is one hardcover copy. Well, then let's make our march around the supper table tonight, then, the March of the Marines. Semper Fidelis. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. United States Marine Band with the march, Semper Fidelis, ever faithful, at 5:15.
This is Mark Critch, author of Son of a Critch, a childish Newfoundland memoir, and you're listening to CKUW FM 95.9.
Here in Winnipeg. Thank you, Mark. Looking at the Winnipeg Free Press, the Community Review West again for Wednesday, January 21st, yesterday. Show of hands, opera. I could sing a little. No, I won't for you. Ever been seen in opera? Well, a chance on a modest scale, shall we say, Saturday at St. Andrews River Heights. That's the United Church at 255 Oak Street. Opera Idol, an annual event put on by Flipside Opera and Art Song Collective, an independent company. So, keeping with tradition, this year, Opera Idol will feature 8 performers singing one song from classic opera and a second number in any genre they're choosing. Musical theater, folk, or anything else under the sun. You could handle that, couldn't you? Sound tempted, you? Buy tickets, learn more. Flipside Opera, one word. FlipsideOpera.com this Saturday at St. Andrews River Heights. I'm looking for a time. You're going to have to go to the website. At 5:16. A quick look, I'm thinking, at our Reader's Book of Days. Today is the 22nd of January. Born this day in 1788, that scoundrel, Lord Byron, Don Juan, Childe Harold's Pilgrimage, Joseph Wombaugh, born on this day, 1937, the New Centurions, the Onion Field, died on this day, thinking of our march around the supper table, Bill Malden, who was 81, died in 2003. His books still occasionally show up at the Children's Hospital book market, and there's one coming up, by the way, for comic books. His book, Back Home and Up Front. He was a great cartoonist and wrote of World War II for the Americans. 5:17, then, and something that we do on Saturday morning here, 6 to 8 with Carol and I, is we take a look at the Turner Classic Movie Channel for the weekend. 11 a.m. on Saturday morning, Don't Look Back. 1967, directed by D.A. Pennebaker. Bob Dylan documentary. He's touring England in 1965, but then at 4:15 on Saturday, 2001, A Space Odyssey, directed by Stanley Kubrick, 1968. Lock in. Coffee or whatever you need to get you through it all. Turner Classic Movie Channel. Sunday, 7 a.m., The Philadelphia Story, directed by George Cukor, Cary Grant, Katharine Hepburn, James Stewart. 7 o'clock on Sunday night, Annie Hall, 1977, directed by Woody Allen, Diane Keaton. But once again, 4:15 Saturday, 2001, A Space Odyssey. It's 5:19. We're finished by 5:30 because Eat Your Art and Vegetables here at 5:30. Tony the Brave with Mr. David 6. Another Charity Shop 5. A little something to go with what we just heard, actually, now that I think of it. Confessions of an English Opium Eater by Thomas De Quincey. Picked it up at a charity shop. It's one of that little series that is as long as your arm. I mean, George Orwell and the Decline of the English Murder. Karl Marx, Revolution and War. Thomas More, Utopia. But this, to the reader, I here present you, courteous reader, with the record of a remarkable period in my life. According to my application of it, I trust that it will prove not merely an interesting record, but in considerable degree useful and instructive. In that hope it is, I have drawn it up. And that must be my apology for breaking through that delicate and honorable reserve, which, for the most part, restrained us from the public exposure of our own errors and infirmities. Nothing indeed is more revolting to English feelings than the spectacle of a human being obtruding on our notice his moral ulcers or scars and tearing away that decent drapery which time or indulgence to human frailty may have drawn over them. Accordingly, the greater part of our confessions, that is, spontaneous and extrajudicial confessions, proceed from demireps, adventurers, or swindlers, and for any such acts of gratuitous self-humiliation from those who can be supposed in sympathy with the decent and self-respecting part of society, we must look to French literature. Yeah, well, you can always blame the French. Or to that part of the German, which is tainted with the spurious and defective sensibility of the French. All this I feel so forcibly, and so nervously am I alive to reproach of this tendency, that I have for many months hesitated about the propriety of allowing this or any part of my narrative to come before the public eye until after my death. Thomas De Quincey, Confessions of an English Opium Eater. Well, it took him somewhere else, didn't it? Yes, it certainly did.
Touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me. Staggered from my bed, I could not bear the image racing through my head. You were so real that I could feel your eagerness, and when you raised your lips for me to kiss.
From Nuggets, all manner of astonishing psychedelic things on that. Pushing Too Hard from the Seeds. Psychotic Reaction, Count Five. Hey Joe, The Leaves, you don't hear that anymore. 524. I wanted to tell you about this because it's next Thursday. This is a book I'm reviewing for the Winnipeg Free Press for Harvey Max Chachinov. He's going to be... His new book is In Search of Dignity, and it'll be next Thursday, is my memory. Don't have it in front of me now. His earlier books are in the Winnipeg Public Library System, as is In Search of Dignity, but he'll be launching it at McNally Robinson Booksellers next Thursday, which is a little late to tell you about is why I brought it up, as well I think we'll leave it at that. Say, I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers. Be back Saturday morning, 6 till 8, with Carol. Hope you can join us then. Stay tuned now for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables here on CKWFM 95.9 on your FM dial. Leave you with new here in our record library, Nova Heart. Self-titled, Nova Heart, and the cut is Catherine.